Engineers for the city recommended doing the repair work in two phases. The first would mean repairing and upgrading the collapsed sections of pipeline. Phase two would be the council's chosen solution for increasing the water that enters the pipeline near the dam. And that's an unknown for the engineers designing the fix. City Manager Rich Underkoffler told the council that their solution, inserting a new intake pipe into one of the drain culverts that runs underneath the dam, could be a problem.
Our engineers are concerned that the work to be done to install a steel pipe within the 5-foot diameter outlet culvert may be problematic and generate a change order if that 5-foot diameter culvert is out of round, corroded, bent.
The city needs to drain the reservoir in order to look at that drain culvert and will not be able to do that until the snow melts off the road to Cabin Creek and the ice melts from the reservoir, which could be several weeks at least. Underkoffler asked to put the project out to bid in two parts, which he said would allow a construction company to start work on repairing the damaged sections of pipeline sooner.
The pipeline work could be done in time to get a better flow of water for the fish processing season. And this is, I understand, supposed to be a big pink season where they need a lot of water. And then we can just... The contractor be given notice to proceed with the phase two work after the project has been inspected, after the reservoir has been drained.
However, Councillor Melinda Hofstad was concerned about recreating the problem that collapsed the water line in the first place.
If we fix the pipeline, part of the pipeline, we don't fix the outflow from the dam, and we turn on those pumps, there's a very good chance that we can suck that thing dry without fixing the top part of it. And I'm worried we're going to further damage the pipeline or the new pipeline that we put in without fixing the top before we turn that water on.
The actual repair work on the pipeline itself will mean replacing some sections that collapsed from pressure problems. The city also wants to scour the inside of the line with a pigging device to remove a growth inside the pipe. They also want to lower some of the highest peaks on the conduit. City Public Works Director Carl Hagerman explained that the work would also mean installing valves to relieve pressure on the pipeline.
We're installing new 8-inch vacuum relief valves in those sections. It's virtually impossible for that pipeline to be sucked flat again. Those vacuum relief valves will operate. We might lose flow, but we're not going to damage the pipeline.
The council decided on their plan to fix the line, including the new intake at the dam, back in December and January. It was the third of several options presented to them at the time, and different from what the city's engineer recommended. Councillor Bob Nielsen said the option they agreed to did not have phases.
And as far as I'm concerned, I don't understand this phase one, phase two. We had option three is what we voted on, option three. And there was no phase one, no two, phase two in it. Then you go to engineers, you come phase one, phase two. I'm interested in putting out for bid a contractor who is going to do it all at once. And that's not phase one, not phase two, all at once.
Well, the reason, well, I understand. But I'm just, this way it gives us an opportunity to redesign if that culvert is out of round. When you bid the whole thing, as just all within one base bid, chances are you're going to have a bigger change order. We're trying to mitigate the risk of a major change order.
An amendment to bid the project in one piece failed by a 2-3 vote, with Mayor Al Dwyer and Councillors Sarah Stoner and Ed Sarf voting no. The main motion for phasing the work and a two-part bid had only 3 yes votes, Stoner, Dwyer, and Sarf, with Hofstad and Nielsen voting no. Councillors Lee Corio and Mark Jensen were excused from the meeting. Regardless of who's at a meeting, it does take 4 yes votes to pass a measure. That's a majority of the 6-member council plus the mayor. The council can bring up the issue again at a future meeting. They did vote 5-0 to purchase replacement pipeline materials costing $168,000 and will look into purchasing additional material for the second intake at the dam. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.